at Blinds.com. Going green means keeping green in your pocket, too. Save 40% on selected products at our Earth Day sale. Easily upgrade your windows with new, fully customized shades, shutters, and more at Blinds.com. We even have eco-friendly cellular shades that could save you money on your energy bill. Don't spend your whole day waiting at home for a design consultation just to get a quote. At Blinds.com, you can always count on upfront pricing right on the website, and we can ship samples directly to you, fast and free. Our design consultants are standing by to help guide you on your schedule. Need installation services? We've got you covered there too. Plus, you can rest easy with our Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. Join Blinds.com's over 2.5 million happy customers. With over 25 million windows covered, shop Blinds.com's Earth Day sale now and save 40% on selected products, plus doorbusters. 40% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. Much love to you wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I'm just here to have a good time. I've been hanging out for an hour already because this show is a 4-hour show. I get going at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. The NBA playoffs, they continue to roll the hell on right now. We've had two games that are already complete. The Cleveland Cavaliers beat the New York Knicks, tying up their series. And then up in Boston, the Celtics beat the Hawks. The Celtics go up 2-0 in their series. And right now, in Arizona, Phoenix Suns are getting bullied just a little bit. Right now, this moment, with about 2.5 minutes left in the first half, the Los Angeles Clippers, they lead the Phoenix Suns 57-49. We'll keep you up to date with that game as it continues on. Obviously, still early, to the surprise of no one. Kawhi Leonard and Russell Westbrook leading the way. Kawhi with 14 points, Russell Westbrook with 17. And then meanwhile, for the Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant has 13. DeAndre Ayton has 12. Chris Paul, 2. Devin Booker, 8. We'll keep you up to date as things continue to roll on. If you missed a minute of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app as we took a look at the two games from the Eastern Conference that already took place tonight. You can always listen on your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. That's how I do when I get in my car. Or you can tune in on a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Me, I'm everywhere. I'm online at JR Sport Brief. That's on Facebook for everyone who wants to yell anything into Facebook. It's the same on Twitter and then Instagram and all that good stuff if you just want to look at photos. Knock yourself out. Let's get this out the way before we go on to Draymond Green, dirty of all dirty. Let's look back before we move on to Damar Hamlin on his way back into the NFL and then Jalen Hurts, DeAndre Hopkins, a lot. First of all, Atlanta, I told you they lost to Boston, 119-106. Boston is out here just whooping that ass. Tatum had 29 points. Trae Young had, I guess you can call it a quiet 24. Murray had 29. Hawks don't play no defense. And Quinn Snyder, head coach of the Hawks, he don't have no answers for why his team sucks. I mean, he knows they stink. Listen.
Now we're playing from behind for the majority of the game. But again, you know, I think it was a 9-point game with like 7 minutes to go. So, you know, a similar situation. You know, we're right there. And obviously they're a really, really good team. Our focus is kind of take the shots we get. And the way that they're shifted, if those shots are open, we want to take them. I still feel like when we've turned them down and, you know, we get into to traffic, you know, the result isn't as good. So, yeah, you know, obviously Tatum is hard to guard, you know.
Yeah, they took shots and they weren't falling. And as long as they let the Celtics take whatever shots that they want, ain't nothing going to change there. Meanwhile, simultaneously in Cleveland, I told you the Cavaliers, they tied up their series with the New York Knicks 107-90. Darius Garland, much more aggressive in this game. He finished the day, or the night, I should say, with 32 points. And the Cavaliers at one point, don't be fooled by the final score, 107-90. In the fourth quarter, the Cleveland Cavaliers were able to lead by 29 points. I want you to listen to the voice of basketball on ABC, ESPN, also of the New York Knicks on MSG, Mike Breen, as he gave you the final call on that one in Cleveland.
Knicks threw the first punch in game one. Cavs come right back with a roundhouse in game two. And this series is tied. The expectation before the series, it was going to be a long, hard fought series. And right now, it's even.
That series is even. The Hawks are down 2-0. And if we go out to the Western Conference, and this was a conversation that we started to have last night, we also know the Golden State Warriors, this group of Golden State Warriors, they're in a place that they've never been. The Golden State Warriors are also down 0-2 against an upstart Sacramento Kings team that led the league in scoring, is playing better defense than they have at any point throughout the course of the year, and they are just blazing the Warriors out of the building, up and down. They're making the Warriors look slow. And last night, we know the Kings went up 114-106 was the final score. And at one point in time, it looked like the Warriors were going on a run. We know the game on Saturday night, game one, came down to the wire. It was a Steph Curry three, an open three, away from going to overtime. And last night, it looked like the Warriors were going on another run, and then Draymond Green happened. Yes, the same 33-year-old Draymond Green, who's a four-time champion, a four-time All-Star, a former Defensive Player of the Year, an Olympic gold medalist, the same Draymond Green, for all of the accomplishments that I just shared with you, it's the same Draymond Green who's not afraid to, you know, kind of hit LeBron James in the groin. This is the same Draymond Green who at one point in time, he was out here just kicking Kyrie Irving. There's another time where he was kicking Steven Adams in the nuts. I mean, James Harden, he got an issue here. Low blows and stepping on folks and then talking smack to just about everybody. And so last night, while the Golden State Warriors were trying to go on another run, plenty of time left in the game, about 7 minutes, score was 91-87. And then Draymond Green, he said he had enough. There was a pull for a rebound. Domantas Sabonis goes down to the ground. Draymond Green, his leg is close to him. Draymond's leg gets wrapped up and held by Sabonis. And then Draymond decides to, you take a listen again. I'm sure you've seen it. And you listen to it and be the judge. We got two versions here. I want you to listen to this foul, this incident, courtesy of the Warriors Radio Network.
Here is Monk with a shovel shot that doesn't go on the right side. Rebound. Draymond gets away, and it's a technical foul on Draymond Green for stomping Sabonis as he tried to get out of the way up the floor. And Draymond might get a flagrant foul and get ejected here. Sabonis still down.
Yeah, we know he got the boot. That's from the Warriors. They're used to all the low blows and dirty play. They're used to it by now. Let's listen to the Kings radio network and see how they interpreted the stomp.
Curry has the rebound. Sabonis on the floor, and he just got stomped on by Green, and a foul was called. And that may warrant an ejection. There was nothing subtle about that. He went to the floor, and Green in the tangle, it appeared to me like he just... I said stomped, and until I see a replay, I'm going to stick with that for the moment. But Sabonis is still down.
Hey, Shep, that guy, he sounds like my old science teacher, Mr. Froelich.
So you fell asleep a lot in class, is what you're saying?
No, not... Well, no, I actually listened to Mr. Froelich because he was interesting enough to capture my attention. But that guy right there, he was... Time for sleep. And Draymond Green, we know this. He did get the boot. He riled up the fans in the process. He's cursing at somebody. He called somebody a cat. You can imagine what I mean when I say that. And Draymond Green was given the boot, and the Kings won. And Draymond Green wasn't too happy after the game, you know, taking the approach of, well, he grabbed my foot. What the hell else you want from me? That's what Draymond had to say about that.
Can you just walk us through what happened there?
My leg got grabbed. Second time in two nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. And I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far.
So you didn't really see where you were stepping? You just kind of...
I can only step so far and pulling my leg away. So it is what it is.
What was the explanation they gave? I know they gave him a technical, then obviously you...
The explanation was I stumped too hard.
How hard was that impact? Were you surprised that he was on the ground for that long?
No, I wasn't surprised that he stayed down that long.
You said two times you've been held with Sabonis both times?
No, it was Monk last game. Right on the baseline under the rim. So... either you're going to stop it. John Goble was looking at Monk hold my leg the last game, and he just let it go. And Zach clearly was watching my leg get held this game and let it go. So I guess ankle grabbing is okay.
How would you describe your actions and the crowd's actions after that? You certainly egged them on. Did you feel you needed to respond to them, or were you hearing anything that you needed to respond to there?
No, I'm just having fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and it is fun. It's entertaining to me. You want to tell me that's not entertainment? I mean, that's good theater. Watching Draymond Green go back and forth with fans, oh, as long as nobody's getting hurt or punched or kicked, right? And it's good by me. To see somebody that angry in the crowd to throw up double birds at Draymond Green above the bench and Draymond go out to, this is full WWE mode. Go for it. This is full Floyd Mayweather Jr. Go for it. But you want to know something? You got to come away with the W. You got to come away with a victory. This is the same Draymond Green who last year brought Brandon Clark to the ground, threw him down to the ground against the Memphis Grizzlies in the first round. And Draymond Green swore up and down that he was never going to change the way that he plays basketball. Because if you look at the accomplishments and what he's been able to do, the success is there. And he's correct. And we can all go back to 2016 and say Draymond is the reason the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. And you're likely correct. You are. But you still can't take away what they have accomplished. You can't nobody take away his four titles, his four rings, his defensive player of the year. You can't take away his gold medal. And we know if he was playing on the Orlando Magic, his career wouldn't have been this way. All right? We can play that game with a lot of players in the league. But for what Draymond Green has done, he's going into the Hall of Fame, okay? That's it. There's no debate about that. But Draymond Green, has he been given a green light? Have the Golden State Warriors turned the other cheek, because Jordan Poole, he just got punched in his last year, and they turned the cheek there. Have they turned a blind eye yet? Because of the results. Because the Golden State Warriors do need somebody on the team who's going to be a little nasty. The Golden State Warriors do need somebody on the team that's going to be a little grating. They do need somebody on the team who can help facilitate and pass and rebound and play defense. He fits in perfectly for what they do. And they all give him credit for such. And if he wasn't positively contributing to the basketball side, they would have given him the boot a long time ago. And that time might very well be coming. Draymond Green is moving into the final year of his contract. It is up to him to pick up that final season and opt in. He can decide to stick around with the Golden State Warriors for one more year. And he knows very well by the time we get to the trade deadline, the Golden State Warriors might say, thank you, see you later. We're going to get something in return for you, as opposed to watching you walk. Or they could let him walk at the end of the season. Or Draymond might say, screw this. I ain't sticking around. I'm going to go sign with another team this offseason. But Draymond Green has a full history here. And it doesn't matter if you believe Sabonis intended to grab him or he was protecting his face. He latched onto his leg, okay? Whether you felt he needed to or did or thought about it or what, he held the man and he got kicked. That's no justification for Draymond Green to come through and just stomp on him. But if you're the Golden State Warriors and you're down 0-2, you're going to have your guys back. Steph Curry, he talked about it after the game, and he pretty much said as much. He's like, hey, well, what is our guy supposed to do?
What did you think about, did you see the Sabonis Draymond thing? And did that change the dynamic of the game at all? Did that change, like, what you were feeling, what the team was feeling?
I didn't see it happen live. I got a rebound. I was headed down the other way. I know he grabbed his foot, and I don't know what you're supposed to do in that situation. And he obviously finished the rest of the game, so I know he's a tough guy, but I'm sure he's going to be all right. But it's just a matter of, you know, after that, we tied the game with whatever was 5 minutes left, 3-4 minutes left. So we still responded. You'd love to have Draymond out there, obviously, to finish the game just because of what he does for us. But yeah, I didn't think it was anything other than what they said it was, and hopefully move on to game three.
Yeah, hopefully. And it looks like Draymond will compete, I think, at this point, unless we get a surprise tomorrow. I think they're going to let him off. Sabonis, he got some x-rays or MRIs after the game, and they're like, all right, you fine. And Steph Curry, he's just like, oh, yeah, I was trying to go down the court, but I heard he got his foot grabbed. Klay Thompson got right to it. He said it was dirty.
Klay, what was your view of the Draymond Sabonis incident and just the way the crowd was getting into Draymond? Obviously was egging them on. Did that change anything? Did it change anything, the dynamic?
I mean, what are you going to do when someone grabs your foot when you're running full speed? Like, that's a dirty, I just fully grabs your foot and yanks on you. That's not cool, man. I'm not saying what Draymond did was right, but, like, you can't just grab somebody's foot when they're taking off in a full sprint. That's not cool. I don't do that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, two wrongs don't make a right. It doesn't matter to what degree you feel that Sabonis went out there and grabbed Draymond. He got a hook on him, and he held him, and he didn't necessarily want to let him go. But Draymond took it to a whole nother level. He went WWE. He went Mortal Kombat. He went Street Fighter. he decided to jump up and take his foot and land it into the chest in the midsection of Domantas Sabonis. That ain't no basketball play. And Draymond, he's been suspended enough. He's been fined enough. Kicking, striking, tripping. He doesn't need to be out there for game three. I think what he did went a little too damn far, and I think Draymond should be suspended. Do I feel that the NBA is going to do it? No, I don't. I think they're going to look at the ejection, and I think they're going to settle on that and say, well, he got the boot. We don't need to do anything more. And let's also keep this in mind. Yeah, he was suspended in the finals and had to miss a game. Who doesn't want to see him out there? Who doesn't want to see the Golden State Warriors running around at home where they actually had a damn good record? They were crap on the road. I think Draymond is going to play in game three. I wouldn't be surprised if the Warriors at home won that game and brought it to 2-1. But the fact is, we very well might be looking at the drawdown of Draymond Green as a Golden State Warrior. Like, his time, I think, is coming to a close. And wouldn't it be appropriate if a part of his way out the door is another suspension? I think he should miss a game stepping on a guy. Is the NBA going to do it? I don't think so. But Draymond Green, the next big step that he takes probably won't be on Sabonis' chest. That next big step is going to be out the door. And I think the Warriors are going to give him a little bit of help, especially giving these contracts to guys like Jordan Poole and Wiggins, knowing that you probably want to pay Kuminga into the future. Draymond Green stomping on Sabonis and probably helping to stomp his way out the door. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm sure you've seen the stomp. You've heard about the stomp. Do you think Draymond should be out there for the next game? Draymond has a history of kicking, of striking, even being suspended, even in the playoffs, in the finals, for dirty shots and dirty blows. Do you think Draymond should be suspended for that stomp last night? I'm going to take your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I found you about 2 months ago on the radio, and you're just very easy to listen to. I find myself looking for reasons to go out, make little runs to the store and stuff at night, just so I can listen to the show for a couple minutes on my ride. So just keep doing what you're doing, bro. I really appreciate it, and it's a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You don't just have to listen in your car, your vehicle. You don't. You can take the JR Sport Brief Show with you any and everywhere. You just listen to it on the free Odyssey app. That's it. You put it on your phone. You can literally go from your car into the store, back in your car, in your house. You can do whatever you want. Wherever you take your phone in your house, take it there. Make sure wherever you put it is clean, okay? Anyway, speaking of clean, Draymond Green is the opposite in basketball terms. He's dirty. Not afraid to kick you. Not afraid to give you an improper fist or an elbow. Not afraid to go ahead and stomp on your damn chest. Ask Sabonis. And sooner than later, his standing as a Golden State Warrior, maybe he'll stomp on his way out the door because they didn't pay him. He has a player option for next year. I'll tell you this. Sabonis had a hold of him. And Draymond took it too far. And I think that Draymond, as a result, man, he should sit out the next game. Do I think the NBA will do it? I don't think so. But I think his actions are worthy of it. What do you say? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Should Draymond be suspended for game 3? Let's go to Sacramento. And let's talk to Tillman. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Tillman.
My boy JR was good. All right, so I want to say, first off, Draymond, I don't think he should be suspended because, you know, it's just how the game goes intensity-wise. But game one, I just want to recall at the end.
Before you go to game one, you're telling me that stepping on a dude's chest is intensity and that's just how it goes?
I mean, it's not. It's just like spur of the moment type thing. It's a reaction.
It's not football.
It's a reaction.
But I watched a game tonight between the New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I saw dudes flying all over the place. I saw blood. I saw a flagrant foul. I saw people falling. I think this is to even go to regular season games where the intensity isn't the same. I've looked at enough regular season games. I think we've seen enough postseason games. When is the last time you've seen somebody fall on the floor? Quite frequently, right? Like all the time?
Right. Well, JR, I just want to remember game one. At the end of the game, Draymond boxed out. Sabonis was getting boxed out by Draymond. They fell on each other, right? And then Draymond was using his butt and kind of like was trying to hold down Sabonis so he couldn't get back on the court. That's when the Edger Wiggins missed that three-point shot in the corner.
Yes, I know that. But what I'm telling you is it's not commonplace and it's not intensity. You didn't answer my question. I'll answer it. Guys fall in the NBA all the time. I can't remember the last time that I saw someone intentionally step on a guy's chest.
But he got his foot held though, you know?
No. Guys get held all the time. By the foot, I see dudes grabbing guys a lot frequently. Whether you're battling for a rebound or whether you're trying to pin somebody down, dudes fall on each other. So whether or not they're grabbing a foot or whether they're trying to lay on you or sit on you, it happens. What I'm telling you and what you know, Tillman, dudes don't step on each other. This is not a running back. This is not normal. It's not par for the course. And Draymond's excuse was full of crap as well, because there's plenty of times that guys get caught up. I don't care if they're caught up in an ankle or an arm or a guy is laying on them. It ain't every day that a guy just decides, well, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of standing in place and looking at him and going, what the hell are you doing? Instead of trying to just kind of squat down and move, he decided to jump up and come down with a Mortal Kombat Street Fighter kick. That ain't basketball. It's not. If you want to tell me that Draymond should be dirty in return, then yeah, sure. But to tell me that's regular intensity of a basketball playoff game, then I think we should see a whole lot more stomps and kicks then. Trevor is also calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I was very fortunate to be at the game, and just a couple thoughts. Number one, we have this idea that we need to put everything in slow motion, but if you watch in real-time speed, it is so clearly he looks down, kicks him. There's no, like, decision-making of, oh, I need to get my foot out. It is just, I need to kick this man because he's below me.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is debating that. I mean, Draymond pretty much said, yes, I did it. They said I did it too hard. But come, we know he did it, yes. Do you think he should be suspended?
Absolutely, but not because of the kick. I think if you just kicked him and he went to the bench and he put his hands in his head, sure, whatever. Sabonis is laying on the ground hurt. But while Sabonis is on the ground hurt, he gets up and starts egging the crowd on as if he's done something cool and he's the cool guy now. if he just fell over, got the text, called on Sabonis, Sabonis gets up and complains, then he gets to go to the crowd and act like the villain and be the cool guy. But instead, while a player is on the ground with a towel over his face that the cameras didn't go over and see because Draymond is up on his feet yapping at the crowd while they're flipping double birds, like, that is unacceptable. And that, like, if the Kings fans hadn't experienced success in Game 1, we could have had a Malice at the Palace situation, and that is not okay. He should absolutely be suspended just for the actions that he did afterwards alone.
Okay. Well, thank you, Trevor, for calling from Sacramento. And we saw all of that on television. We saw Sabonis down. We saw Draymond Green hyping everybody up. And I don't think it would have gotten to Malice at the Palace. I find that to be, albeit bad, and we saw Russell Westbrook going through a club the other day in Phoenix and, you know, a fan or confronting a taunting fan. I think things were under control there. I don't think Draymond would have been rushed by drunks, and I don't think Draymond would have been up in the stands. But I understand the sentiment. Kellen is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Sure.
How you doing tonight?
Good.
All right, man. I definitely think Draymond should be suspended. And the main reason why I say that is because of DeMar Hamlin, if it makes any sense, man. You know, I'm a basketball player myself, so, you know, anytime you take that type of unnecessary contact, especially to your chest, it's you never know what can happen. You know what I mean? And then we all seen the type of contact DeMar Hamlin took, which was, you know, kind of, it seemed like it was nothing. You know what I mean? And then, of course, you know, we all witnessed what happened. So that would be the last thing we want to see on national TV again, is for something like that to reiterate itself, well, you know, over and over.
That is, hey, you got a point. I think that the numbers are minuscule there in regards to what took place with DeMar Hamlin. But you got a good point, man. That, your ticker's right in there. And he had no problem with stomping down on it. Hey, thank you, Kellen. Appreciate you.
Okay, thanks, man.
No problem. Reggie's calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Reggie.
Hello, JR. Look, as far as I'm concerned, Draymond does not get the benefit of the doubt because he has had too many instances in which he's just been dirty. Now, on the other hand, I would believe that Sabonis was trying to protect himself because while Sabonis plays tough, he's never been known as a dirty player. Now, if I'm a burglar and I burglarize somebody's house and say the penalty for that is, say, 4 years. If I go before the judge and I'm a first offender and I tell him why I did it because of necessity, blah, 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 he may give me 2 years. But if I come back 2.5 years later to his court having done the same thing, this judge would be a fool and it would be malpractice for him to give me the same penalty that I had before. So as far as I'm concerned, he should be suspended, and he should not get the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Thank you, Reggie, for calling from Sacramento. Good thing that this is basketball and not court, not at all. And for Sabonis, yeah, I'm sure he was in the process of protecting himself, but he also had a grip on Draymond's leg. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not going to sit around and try to be in his brain and think about what percentage of it was he trying to protect himself versus grab his leg. He did grab his leg. That's it. Don't matter the intent or what he was trying to do, he did it. Hey, Shep, what are your thoughts here?
Well, my thing is, this is a disgrace. This is a joke. When you have Draymond punching a teammate at the beginning of the season, it was only inevitable that an action like this would allow himself to get ejected when he is completely in the wrong and took his team out of any contention last night. Now, with all that being said, I didn't hear Steve Kerr. I didn't hear Klay Thompson. I didn't hear Steph Curry. Individuals that weren't in the heat of the moment, like, you understand Draymond plays with an unrivaled, unbridled intensity and emotion. And so you can almost understand where he's coming from on the court, and sometimes it gets the better of him. We saw that, obviously, last night. But the reality is, that's when you need the adults in the room, the older teammates, the Andre Iguodalas of the world, Steve Kerrs of the world. You know, you got Kenny Atkinson, a longtime assistant coach, even a head coach in the NBA. And not once did I see one person go over to him. And Draymond was on the court right before he got ejected, between that and the stomp, for about 2 minutes. And not one teammate or coach went over to him and said, Draymond, we need you to calm down. Draymond, we need you in this game. We need you locked in. We cannot have you engage yourself with the fans and try to rile them up. This is a four-point game. We need every ounce of you in this with us. And it's embarrassing. There is no leadership on the Golden State Warriors. They are frauds in terms of having this great culture.
I'm not so sure about that. I'm gonna give a response to that on the other side. I'm going to take your calls. One of our callers did mention DeMar Hamlin. We'll talk about DeMar Hamlin at the top of the hour. Some good news, at least there with DeMar. I'm going to respond to what Shep just said.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I think I speak for everyone saying that your show is the best, man. At the end of the day, there's nothing like sitting back, listening to you, and just, you know, life is stressful right now. And I think you calm us all down, and it's nice to just listen to what you have to say.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I guess we've spoken into existence. I guess I'm also wrong, because while we were in commercial break, the news has come down the pipe. NBA insider Sham Charania, he tweeted out that Draymond Green has been suspended for Game 3. We were having a debate here as to whether or not he should be suspended. Let me repeat that again. Draymond Green has been suspended for Game 3. The tweet continues on that the NBA ultimately decided on suspending Green for Game 3 of Warriors Kings due to his history of unsportsmanlike plays, the league says. Most around the Warriors in the situation Tuesday believed a fine was coming, but the star forward will serve his suspension in a pivotal game. Without a shadow of a doubt, I'm surprised that the NBA kind of took the measures, but I kind of ran you through some of the circumstances throughout the years where Draymond has just been dirty. It's not just hitting, you know, LeBron James in the groin in 2016 and, you know, missing Game 5 of the NBA Finals and then the Warriors blowing a 3-1 lead. He has kicked Kyrie Irving. He has kicked Steven Adams. I mean, last year he's taken just Brandon Clark and throwing him to the ground like he is a rag doll. He has hit James Harden. I mean, he got a rap sheet here being dirty. And so I told you, I didn't think the NBA would suspend him, but they did. And so Draymond Green is going to miss Game 3. I don't know if this is going to reignite the Warriors at home. This is not going to be an easy game to win. It wasn't going to be easy with Draymond out there. And would anybody be shocked if the Warriors went 2-1? I don't think so. Would anybody be shocked if the Warriors went down 3-0? I don't think so. And Draymond Green certainly not helping his cause. I'd be interested at what he says next, because there is no justification for, you know, putting your foot in somebody's chest. Like, that's doing too much. And when you have a history of these behaviors, you're still doing too much. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Just minutes ago, we all learned that Draymond Green indeed will be suspended for Game 3 of this matchup between the Warriors and the Kings, of which we know the Sacramento Kings lead this series 2-0 as it heads to San Francisco. Shep had a very good question that I do eventually want to answer about the Golden State Warriors and their culture. I'm going to get to that. We got a lot of callers here. Let's not waste time. Let's go to Andy. He is calling from Washington, D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, hey, JR. I think I probably laughed more at your show. I was one of the first callers, like your very first season. I looked upon it like Draymond and Sabonis are going to have a great career in wrestling. And when I saw that, I was with some guys that had played, and I go, Sabonis is acting like he's really hurt. He'll get up. He won't miss a second of the game. And it's really the first thing I thought about was a wrestling move. And I thought, boy, the NBA's gotten – if they do let the guy off, which obviously they haven't, it just was like a comedy to me. It's sort of a – NBA's gotten into that point where I looked upon it like a wrestling move.
Is that a good – isn't that a bad thing? That's not a good thing, is it?
Can you see these guys after their careers are over at WWE having some match and doing a stunt?
No.
I mean, I just didn't take it seriously, and Sabonis wasn't hurt a bit.
Not Sabonis. Sabonis could have been hurt. I know
he
had to go through the process of, you know, getting his ribs checked out in his midsection, et cetera, to validate, you know, what took place. He could have got hurt. And that's not to say that Draymond couldn't have got hurt. Dudes get hurt all the damn time. Quentin Grimes was out there on the court tonight bleeding from his mouth after taking a shot. And thank you, Andy. Like, basketball is a physical game, man. And it's not football. Nobody's going to wake up and confuse it with football, the NFL, or anything like that. But there's a reason that Steph Curry's running around with a mouth guard. There's a reason why Zion's big ass can't play and get up and down the court. He can't stand the physicality. It's enough running up and down that hardwood, let alone trying to barrel your way through human beings who want to take you out. Basketball ain't no punk sport. You can get away with it if you want to stand out there and shoot jumpers. Dudes are going to fall. People are going to fall over. They're going to fall into you. Elbows are going to be thrown. You're going to bleed. You're going to burn your skin. You're going to cut yourself. I mean, you're going to get hit under the eye. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander went into the offseason like he got clocked in the face by Deontay Wilder or Gervonta Davis, okay? This is how Shai Gilgeous-Alexander ended his season. Basketball is a physical sport. That doesn't mean that you now got the wherewithal to start kicking folks, stomping on people. Leave your feet on the ground unless you're going up for a jump shot, unless you're trying to block a shot. Your feet don't belong on somebody else. I thought we learned that in kindergarten, or maybe younger. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's official. Draymond Green has been suspended. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. Don't move.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.